Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaval of Gozes. The Chayyadim introduces some points we said yesterday. Hagozes Semer Simen Aleph. Hagozes Semer Oseir Min Abehema V'Chai Bein Min Achai Bein Min Omin Ameis. Abafil Achar Shehufshut Chayiv. So the primary malach of Gozes is to take care of an animal, whether the animal is alive or dead, even from the hide of the animal, which has been flayed and removed from the animal, but the hair is still in its place where it grew. Removing that is going to be chayiv for the malach of gozes. So the gziza is done with some type of a kli, shearing. I will tell the seir mi behema chayiv potrush dein derech gziza bekach. A person plucks hair off of a living animal, but one is not going to be chayiv because it's shaloi kedarka. But a person takes hair off of a hide of an animal which is already dead, and the person does not pluck because it's painful for the animal. The animal is dead, so there's no pain. So then the question is it considered normal to do that? Once the animal is dead, taking hair is up by hand is also a normal way of doing it. One will be chayiv. The application of that is the following: L'chein tzorach lizor k'shenidbeku asaris mi big de oris shlo yinat kem tikachi evchatus. Sometimes something gets dirty, sticky, matted, and as you separate the hairs, you pull them apart, you rip some of them out of the. They're from the roots. So a person has a coat which has made from a hide with hair in it, and the hair gets matted. So the problem is it's going to be a concern of a malacha, a psik resha. As he pulls on it, he's going to pull some of the hairs out. A person, this application, the person on their own body, a person that has their beard got all tangled. The hair got, the person has long hair and got tangled. Combing it out will be a problem of this, the malach of gozes. We'll talk about later on here in this cloud, in Simon Hay, the issue of using a comb on Shabbos. Combing, because when a person combs, the hair which gets entangled gets ripped out from the body. And the same way, doing that on the skin of an animal is considered kedarka. Doing it on the person's body, even the person, we don't normally pluck hairs, but the combing process, which inevitably to pull some hairs out, is a normal way of doing it. So a person could potentially be involved in a potential issur of the malacha of toilesh, which is a form of gozes. A person has nits in their hair, and the nits attached to the hair, the nits of the small eggs of lice. So a person pulls them off of the hair many times as they comb out to get the nits out. You will end up pulling out hairs. And so all of those would be problematic to do on Shabbos. In Siman Beis, the Chayyadim says, however, tell us noitz me oif bein chayo bein mesa chayo durch bekach baby goes is plucking feathers out of a chicken. Apparently it was normal to do even when the animal is alive. This plays out theoretically. A person has a skin of a chicken and there's little fat pieces of the root of the feather is still there. It's called penkas in Yiddish. A person wants to take those out. Person is dealing with the malacha of gozes. It's the hide of the chicken, it's the skin of the chicken, and you're removing the feathers. as a person is doing goes, it's a person, maybe there's an argument that since the chicken has been cooked already, does it still have the issur of gozes? But when a person would be theoretically preparing on yontif, there's an issur of gozes on yontif. A person would be cooking chicken on yontif, and they want to pick out the feather, the remnants of the feathers which are on the skin before they cook the chicken. That'd be a problem of gozes, and a person cannot do that on yontif. Have a good day.